Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Let me read what Yvette has sent. I will read also what Elaine has also sent there. Yvette says, thank you so much. I wish the Bible looked clearer, like my screens. I can see a bit. Says, thank you so much for this program because I love your topics and listen when I walk my dogs. Would the work of the Father be correctly so, if we see the fruit being good? Would the work of the Father be correctly so if we see the fruit being good? You know, I like the way you have put it, Yvette. To see the fruit being good takes me back to Genesis. Adam and Eve looked at the fruit and they saw it was good to eat. But the fruit of the Spirit, you know, is quite different. In other words, if one is really in the service of the Father, you will see the fruit of the Holy Spirit in them. If you see the fruit of the Holy Spirit in them, then I can say, to an extent, this person is indeed serving quite well. Right, and I just wanted to see what Elaine has said. What is wrong with these computers? All right, I will get to that. But I saw quite a lot of things that Elaine sent earlier on. Okay, here we are. Elaine says, Matthew 25:35, for I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. Verse 14. And the king will answer and say to them, assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch you did it to one of these least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. That is Elaine there. Thank you so much, Elaine, for that. I thought there were two of them that you sent. But don't worry, I have four computers here. I will get it. Naganjan, I will get it. Yes, I got it on another computer. Even though I can't see properly in it, I will try by all means. And this one is the one that you sent before. Let me get to the mic. And it says, God bless everyone. I'm reading what Elaine wrote. We are ambassadors for Christ, leading people to the Lord. Proverbs 31:20, she extends her hand to the poor. Yes, she reaches out her hands to the needy. That is Elaine there. Thank you so much, Elaine. I appreciate. I really, really appreciate. This is amazing indeed.
Yongeza ilizwi lakho kweli lethu. Sikumamele yaye sifuna ukuva izimvo zakho. Ungathumela kugospel@radiopulpit.co.za okanye uthumele umyalezo wakho ku WhatsApp ku 082-657-2729.
All right, and of course, you can also send us your WhatsApps, your voice notes. You can also give us a shout. And the number to dial to talk to us directly there is 012-334-1322. You can talk to us directly. And also, you can send us a WhatsApp text or a voice note on 082-657-2729. 082-657-2729. Also on Telegram, 082-657-2729. You can talk to us there. I'll be so glad to hear from you. Now, Elaine was quoting Proverbs 31:20 there. Right. Check it out. And it says, She extends her hand to the poor. Yes, she reaches out.
I'm very glad of asking you to get the meeting myself while I'm on radio. No?
And someone is talking. All right. And of course, give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. I need to hear from you as to what you say. You know, now Job 29:16, I was a father to the poor. and I stretched out. I was a father to the poor. And then, I just can't read properly because I can't see. Yeah, and it says, And of course, also, it says, and I searched out the case that I did not know. I searched out the case. I was a father to the poor, and I searched out the case that I did not know, which means I stood in the gap for those who were disadvantaged. I stood in the gap for them. I represented them. Yeah, not just by word, you know, right? And then Isaiah 33 verses 3, it says, strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees, you know. It's our work to strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. And when we look at ourselves, we look at our nation, we look at the churches, we look at the believers, we can see, you know, feeble knees, we can see weak hands, you know, we can see the poor who are ostracized, you know, and we can plead their case, just like Job says. We can plead their case. And I wonder if we are these kinds of people, you know, I wonder if we understand that that is the work of the Messiah. The work of the Messiah is that. It says he has come to deliver us, you know, to let out of prisons those who are held captive. And it's supposed to be our work. It's supposed to be found in that work, in order to put it quite precisely. Professor, what comes to mind?
Thanks again, brother, for giving me this opportunity. So you are clarifying it in a practical way in these scriptures that you have read. Let me start from Isaiah 35, verse 3, which says, strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees.
Yeah.
This is exactly the work that the Messiah came to do.
Mm-hmm.
So we become an extension of what he would have done if he were here physically, which gives us a better perspective of the works of believers as the works of God. We do what he would do. So when he says strengthen the weak, it is because he would also strengthen them if he was here. So without us not doing this work, we cannot represent him. We cannot show his love. We cannot show his compassion. You spoke of empathy. You spoke of grace. You spoke of the works that help people who are in need, taking care of the poor, taking care of the weak. So if we cannot take care of the poor and the weak, we cannot be people who are identified with him, because those who are in him do his works.
Mm.
Micah chapter 6, verse 8, it just supports the verse of Isaiah 35, verse 3.
Yes.
It says, he has shown you, O man, what is good.
Mm.
And what does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God? So I like this first phrase, he has shown you, O man, what is good. So if we cannot perform the good works that he has shown us, who are we worshiping? Who are we looking up to?
Mm.
Who have we seen doing whatever that we are now doing?
Mm.
If he says, I have shown my people what is good, and I have also shown them what I require of them. But we as the people around here, we end up doing our own thing. And the question is, who have you seen doing what you are doing? Who have you seen? Who are you resembling? Who are you imitating? Who is your father? Because this father we serve has shown us what is good. This father we serve has also told us what he requires of us. If we are his children and we are heirs and joint heirs with Yeshua, it means what he did and what he is doing right now, we must also be doing, because we are the extension of what he is doing and what he has done. But if we cannot do that, we are simply preaching that we belong to another father. Job 29:16, which is the verse that you also quoted, I was a father to the poor, and I set out the case that I did not know. Mm. I was a father to the poor, meaning those who needed my assistance, those who needed my intervention, I became. Those who needed a helper, I became. So I stood in the gap. I took the father figure. I became the protector, the provider, the one who will speak on behalf of, the one who will sympathize, the one who will present himself, the protector of the weak. And now when we are here being the children of God, who are we protecting? Are we protecting the weak, or are we devouring the flock of the Lord? Are we protecting those who are ignorant, not knowing how to walk, and we are busy telling them what we want, our desires, that we may benefit from them?
Or pleading their case. Are we pleading their case?
Are we pleading their case?
The case of those who have no knowledge or who have not yet come to the light, you know?
Exactly.
And even those
because
who,
that's a
who
work
who
of an intercessor.
Intentionally, yeah.
Exactly, my brother. That's the work of an intercessor, because when you're an intercessor, you stand in between. These ones are weak. They need a helper. They need someone to plead the case to the one who is greater and able to provide that assistance. But for us, what we do instead, we devour the people who are needing our help. And Job is saying, I did that work with diligence. But it comes back to us in these days. Are we doing that work in diligence? Is the church today interceding? Is the church today standing in the gap for the poor? Is the church representing God to those who don't know him? Is the church protecting the people of God that they may end up knowing and experiencing the love of God through how we will take care of them? It seems like the church is no longer taking the position of the father figure. The church is not protecting, is not providing. Instead, we are doing contrary. So the works of the believer should resemble what the father would do, what the father would do in protecting, securing what has been lost. And Jesus says, I came to seek and to find that which was lost. But for us, we are doing this to fulfill our own desires. And we are even trying to justify that we are more righteous. We can be able to perform things that Yeshua has not yet even performed, so that we'll get fame. Are these the works of the believers?
We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Send us your WhatsApps. 0826572729.
Time for the weather update. We can get ready for a hot, humid summer. But I'll have to, Junior. I can't handle the humidity. Makes me feel so hot and uncomfortable, man. I mean, I even sweat in the shower. I have to change my clothes.
To skip the moaning, just say, skip now. Okay, skipping to the Kif stuff.
It's summer. Time to do the things you smock. Download the MTN app today and skip to the Kif stuff with MTN.
Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM.
All right, let's hear Mamorin Pakula.
Good evening, Pastor Ray.
Good evening, ma'am.
I'd like to greet you and the people that you are discussing with right now in the studio. Good evening. I greet you in the wonderful name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Here is my input of words that I can bring to you, to all the listeners of Radio Pulpit, about God. We do not work for God. It is God who chooses us. Asipe, ne position ukuthi wena, what is it that I have called you for? So we don't do anything anyhow. We want, anyhow we wish. It is God who chooses us. Ukuthi senze lokhu yena afuna ukuthi senze kona. Here is the word that I would like to bring. It's in Isaiah chapter 40. I will start from verse 13. It reads as follows. Can anyone tell the Lord what to do? Who can teach him or give him advice? With whom does God consult in order to know and understand, and to learn how things should be done. To the Lord, the nations are nothing, no more than a drop of water. The distant islands are as light as dust. All the animals in the forest of Lebanon are not enough for a sacrifice to our God, and its trees are too few to kindle the flower. To whom can God be compared? How can you describe what he is like? He's not like an idol that a workman make, that metal workers cover with gold and set it in a base of silver. Kusho ukuthi a workman uzenzela yena intando yakhe, akenzi lokhu uNkulunkulu afuna ukuthi ayenze kona. Ngani? Ngoba when uparticipate or kukhona lokhu obizele kona esontweni, you should do what the Lord has told to tell you what to do. So here we should not be like this workman. Oh, we must not be this workman who make an idol, a metal cover with gold and set it in a base of silver. The man who cannot afford silver or gold choose wood that will not rot. He finds a skillful craftsman to make an image that won't fall down. So uNkulunkulu lo muntu lona as a workman kusho ukuthi yena uyo ozikhethayo obona ukuthi kumele ayenze lokho, and that is uNkulunkulu yiloko angakufuni empilweni zethu. So verse 29, do you not know? Were you not told long ago? Have you not heard how the world began? It was made by the one who sits on his throne above the earth and beyond the sky. The people below look as tiny as ants. He stretched out the sky like a curtain, like a tent in which to live. He brings down powerful rulers and reduces them to nothing. They are like young plants, just set out and barely rooted. When the Lord sends a wind, they dry up and blow away like straw. To whom can the Holy God be compared? Is there anyone else like him? Look up at the sky. Who created the stars? You see, the one who leads them out like an army. He knows how many they are and calls each one by name. His power is so great. Lo nkulunkulu osimkhonzayo, lo nkulunkulu osikhethileyo, uthi uzazi nangamagama azo iinkanyezi. Thina, we don't know how many stars do you have. Yena uyazazi ukuthi zingakanani. Uyabona ukuthi sikhonza uNkulunkulu omkhulu kangakanani. That's why we should not doubt him. We should have faith, always have faith in him and believe in him. Singayo bayenza izinto ngezandla zethu bese siyazikhonza. Singabi a workman. Masibe umuntu ozoyenzani, ozosetshenziswa uNkulunkulu. Sibe isitsha lesi esisetshenziswa uNkulunkulu. Ngani? Ngoba uNkulunkulu yena osichuzayo. Don't you know, haven't you heard, the Lord is the everlasting God. He created all the world. He never grows tired or weary. No one understands his thoughts. Akakhathali uNkulunkulu. He strengthens those who are weak and tired. Even those who are young grows weak. Young people can fall exhausted, but those who trust in the Lord for help will find their strength renewed. They will rise on wings like eagles. They will run and not get weary. They will walk and not grow weak. So masingabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, thina asisebenzi, uyena osebenzisayo. We cannot say we work for him. How can we work for him? Niyawezwa amazwi amakhulu kangaka. Ngathi ilona lo angazifundela wona. Asinke kuye awazi ukuthi ngempela. Can anyone tell the Lord what to do? Verse 13. Who can teach him or give him advice. With whom does God consult? It is us who consult him. Yena does not consult anyone. Self-existence. Thank you, Brother Ray, and to all the listeners of Radio Pulpit, Nalabo Onabo, a studio, a phone in. Thank you very much. Nyabonga. Good evening. Thank you.
Thank you so much, ma'am. We really, really appreciate. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729.
Yazisa ngeshishini lakho ku Radio Pulpit. Ubuyele kwisimo esiphilileyo. I-Radio Pulpit ine 40 years yasungulwayo. Kwaye nabaphulaphuli abangaphaya kwe 400,000. Sinekela nge-packages ukuncedisana nawe uphuhlise ishishini lakho. Tsalela uSanet ku 012-334-1254. Okanye uthumele umyalezo ku sanet@radiopulpit.co.za. Okanye uthumele igama advertise ku SMS ku 37871. Standard rates apply.
Asibingelele pastor, asibingelele kubalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit. Umsaka twethi ndzaba leti tfokotisayo. Manje ba pastor, uma sibheka amazwi lapha yana uJesu ekhuluma lapha yana ngathi incwadi nikaLuka ngephathanga la. Ethi ukuvuna kukhulu. Kodwa izisebenzi zincosana. Ngakho kwencusane enkosini ukuvuna kube ithume izisebenzi zayo ekuvuneni kwayo. Manje kulezi zinto zanamhla ungabheka pastor uyobona ukuthi abo babo umngameli bamabandla. Abo babo umprofeta. Abo baba umfundisi. Nabo mama umfundisi. Nabo mama uvangeli baningi kakhulu umfundisi uyobona ngathi amazwi kaJesu awasadingakali ngoba izisebenzi ngathi ziningi umfundisi. Kodwa ke umfundisi zincosana izisebenzi lezi yenza umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu ngendlela kaNkulunkulu. Uyabona pastor. Ekwesibili umfundisi uJesu uma abantu uma sekufika ngelanga lokugcina mfundisi bonke abantu iBhayibheli bofika athi tethani kimi tethani kimi tethembenze bokube ayisho kulabo abomfundisi abo bomprofeti abo bomvangeli athi tethani sukani kamina ngona bendle balutumbi bathi thina be ayi tira hina dimoni yanyisa vanhu akanimitivanga sukani kamina manje ke mfundisi kufuna ukuthi umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu sisebenze ngendlela eyifunwa uNkulunkulu kan mambo pastor
kan mambo mfundisi wamina nakhensa nakhensa.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
Grace and peace to you, Pastor Ray, and your guests at the studio and all the Radio Pulpit listeners.
Hallelujah.
The work of believers. We are to read in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 14, which says, "Let all that you do be done with love." The Apostle Paul says, "Do all your work in love." He didn't say some of your work, but all your work. He also says that no matter what I do, I am bankrupt without love. When we read at 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 3.
The point is that any job can be turned into worship when it is built on the foundation of Christ's love.
Mm.
When that happens, His love is expressed through you to co-workers, clients, and customers. So then, my friends, because of God's great mercy to us, I appeal to you, offer yourselves as a living sacrifice to God, dedicated to His service and pleasing to Him. This is the true worship that you should offer. We can read that in Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Kuhleke angibongeke ukuthola ke leli thuba. UNkulunkulu ke anibusiseke egameni lika Jesu Christu waseNazaretha inkosi yethu. Amen.
Thank you so much, Babongani. I really appreciate. Thank you for the time that you always take, you know. Thank you so much. I appreciate.
Tapelo ya musiami inonofile go dira tsedigolo fa ile ya tloafalo. Ka kopo tswella go rapella Radio Pulpit le tiro e re dirang mo lefaseng la Afrika Borwa le kontle ganaga.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Real radio for real people serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Good evening, Pastor Ray.
Good evening,
Radio Pulpit family. I greet you all in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yes, Pastor Ray, I'm sorry I missed your call. I was preoccupied at the moment, and yeah, I'm just going to stick to apologizing. I'm sorry everyone. However, I am listening, and now I'm learning, and I don't have too much to add because this is quite kind of so really personal to me. Even something that the Lord has been, really opening my eyes to. I would just like to say that according to the introduction letter that the Apostle Paul writes to the Ephesians, God's plan is to bring all creation together, everything in heaven and on earth, and everything regardless of your skin color, regardless of where you live, regardless of the difference in what even denominational differences, the word says that everything in heaven and on earth with Christ as the head, and in doing this the Father intended for the believer to live out the meaning of His great plan for the unity of mankind through oneness with Christ Jesus. So even in the things that we do, our works, if it is not from derived from oneness with Christ, who is love, it all amounts to nothing. And so I, like I said, I am okay to listen and learn. However, I would just like to share this. About 3 weeks ago, the Lord took me to this place in Belleville, the Belleville Cape Town area. Now, it was, I think, around the third time that the Holy Spirit literally led me there. And every time I got to that place, it was like a Sodom and Gomorrah on its own. They are selling the drugs openly. They are doing everything there. I even in daytime, it is there's immorality. There's no hygiene. There's all of that stuff. And the previous times that I went there,
I was kind of disgusted to the point that I didn't, I felt like even breathing there at that moment. And how I was, I believe it then. And every time that the Holy Spirit would lead me back, I was like, Lord, what is it that I'm doing here? Why are you sending me here? Because now there's all these men and they are, they think you want to buy drugs, they think you are up for prostitution and stuff. Everything happens there. I'm not even going to go exactly into where that is. However, this time around, the first time I that the Holy Spirit led me back, upon going there, the Lord actually showed me that I was, how can I put this now, it was hoogmoedig, because I didn't want to, I didn't even notice it, that I didn't want to breathe in this place. I didn't want to be there because there were urine and there were all of that stuff. However, when I came back and I repented, because the Holy Spirit showed me that the basic area in me that was so disgusted, that how can I reach out to those people? And also what the Lord showed me, I don't even know what
they showed me, the Lord.
Oh my God, even to the point where the Lord, the Lord Holy Spirit spoke to me about never in the 3 times that I have been there, the 4th time being 2 weeks ago, I've ever spotted one Christian or anyone that is there, sharing nothing with those people. And as I was there, the next time I went back, the Holy Spirit wouldn't allow me to leave, and I couldn't leave. And I felt this, oh my God, that I needed to speak to them. They were about 4. And when I opened my mouth, it really wasn't even me speaking. And there was this childlike hunger and even obedience. They were hanging, like they were looking at me, but I was looking in their eyes and they were like little children. They are grown-ups, they are. And as I was passing and after talking to them and just telling them that the Lord loves them, and they were like little children. And as I passed, someone, even with the drugs in his hand that he's selling, he's speaking to me. I was saying something about the Lord Jesus, and he was like, yes, the Lord Jesus. And the next thing I said to him was that, yes, the Lord Jesus died to have a relationship even with you, my dear. And even the look in his face, and it was almost like the Holy Spirit showing me that this is where the Lord Jesus would be found, yet there's nothing from us. And to me, it was like I was humbled. I'm even today still humbled. So yeah, Pastor Ray, I know this message is quite long, but this was quite humbling. It still is, and even in this very season that I am. So yeah, our works, if it's not, wow. To me, I've come to learn that I can't say that I love God and I don't love His people enough want to be in the same vicinity as them, just because of how it is looking around them. And mind you, the next time that I went back there, they cleaned up the place nicely. There was, and I was like, really, wow, what a change. And but it was just, I can't even explain to you exactly what happened there, because it's this. There was so much that happened, but that I can't even put into words. So yes, Pastor Ray,
I think I'm just going to stop here.
Thank you so much, Delmaine. I mean, I just wish you just don't stop and talk and continue to testify, because you're talking about the practical works, you know. Very few people are doing that. You remind me of Mfundisi Ndala, who would always come and stop by the shop and just greet me. And I'd always be asking, oh, does he like me that much that he would just stop his beautiful Mark II Toyota and greet a guy like me? I mean, I'm in the streets then, you know. And he would do that for years. For years, Mfundisi Ndala would continue to do that. He's a missionary. I realized later on that, oh, this guy is a missionary. And how wonderful it is to have known him then. So these works are producing good fruit, I tell you. All right. You can still give us a shout. We left with 10 minutes to wrap it up. You can still give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. We are keen from hearing from you.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Uthandwa ngendlela ongasokuze uiqonde. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Luthando olo.
Okay, it looks like this one is not our message. Tandosbia, no, it's not. It's not our message. All right, let's take this one.
Greeting, my beautiful family. I would like just to greet you all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I would like just to thank you, Pastor Roy, for this powerful topic. Really, this is very important for us as a children of God to know the purpose why we are the children of God, why we are Christian, why we are the member of Christ, why we are the blood, the brothers of our Lord Jesus Christ. That is the only thing that we have to know and to understand this. What we must do, the works of the believers. I believe that the works of the believers is just to know and to take what we learned from our Lord Jesus Christ and to display it, and people to know and to see the different, and to see how we talk and how we do things and how we testify to people. Do we change today, tomorrow, or before yesterday and today? Do we still remain the same? Do we have the self-control? That is only the way how we can show and how we work. If we don't show the fruits of repentance, if we don't show the fruits of being the children of God, then we don't know the works. We don't know how to work as the children of God. And I'd like just to read this book of Second Timothy chapter 3, verse number 14-15. Bible, it says, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Spirit, the Holy Scripture, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. And I would like to read as well Matthew chapter 5, verse 21-22. Bible tells us, you have heard that it was said to the people long ago, do not murder, and anyone who murders will be subject to judgment. But I tell you that anyone who is angry with his brother will be subjected to judgment. So this is only the way that we can demonstrate how we work. to forgive and not to do the wrong things and killing and all such things, then it shows that really we are in the Word of God. We are indeed meditating, and the Bible tells us to Psalms chapter 1, blessed are those who are meditate day and night in the Word of God, and to take what we meditate and what we learn through the scripture and to demonstrate and to take it out and people to see that this is the fruits, this is the children of God, this is their followers of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's how to wake and to demonstrate to people what we received. Glory be to God. I love you, my brother, brotherly pastor. May you all have a blessed evening, and love you, my brothers and sisters, wherever you listen to this. Really, we learn more through the scripture, and for your encouragement, we are so blessed. To God be all the glory. Thank you all.
Thank you so much. Respond to the kid. The kid is calling you daddy. Daddy. Oh, man. That is so sweet, man. Yo, my kids have grown up, man. You. Yeah. Anyway, let's come to wrap it up just after this.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Okay, let me just give you 1.5 minutes each just to wrap it up. And let me start with you, Maachi.
Shalom and Tuda Maach. I'm on, okay. In my wrapping up, I want us to remember the system of capitalism is what has created all this mess that we are in, because it has made people to be about profit more than about people's livelihood. And unfortunately, or fortunately for us, maybe unfortunately for them, it is a system that is going to collapse, because we are going to enter into a time of trials and tribulation, because this is another form of Babel or Egypt, how they imposed slavery by form of making our forefathers to come and work in building their system. But now, Abba Yahweh is coming to dismantle it. And when the system is dismantled, it is when we are going to learn to live with one another, to start to respect one another. Because now, you may find the guy, Orobalanko Strate, is the one who has a plan, Yahore, how you can share a meal or to survive out there. So we've been looking at them and not caring at them. But time will come when we need them. We need their skills, you know, because what is coming is our hard times as we are getting closer and closer and closer to the end. And the New World Order now is starting to put a strong hand. And if we don't start now, you know, to humble ourselves, to practice the scripture, then many or most of us are in trouble.
I hear you quite well. Please look at my status about the drying up of the Euphrates River and the multitudes crossing. Just look at it and talk to me privately about that, my Akri. Now, Professor, finally, what comes to mind?
Thanks again, brother. What comes to mind as we wrap up is Matthew 28, verse 19 and 20. It says, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. go ye therefore and make all disciples. These are the works that we have to do, especially in these last days. So when we have made the disciples of all nations, the second important work that we must do is to teach them. And we must ensure that we teach the correct doctrine, the correct doctrine and the word of God, not our own mind. And this teaching will take them to who Yeshua is and to their Father. The problem that we have in these last days is that what we speak to the people of God does not teach them. In fact, we are leading them astray. So our work is to make disciples, to teach them what Jesus taught us, or what Jesus teaches us in his word, and ensure that people of God are not lost and being taken to their Father, knowing that he is the first and the last. So the teaching must be sound, giving them the sound doctrine. Particularly in these last days.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate. And of course, thank you for the calls. Those who have called, thank you for the WhatsApps. Thank you so much for the messages that have been sent. Thank you for the texts. Thank you for praying for us. Thank you so much that you are part of the program. It's been great. It's been wonderful. We give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. We exalt his holy name, that by his Spirit he continues to guide us into all fruit, into all work. Next week, we are going to talk about the true spiritual food. True spiritual food. We are going to touch on that next week. And I trust that you will find the topic quite handy. What are we eating? What are we eating? Remember, you are what you eat. And what are we eating these days? Mudimar Tusete. Mayaki, thank you. Tuda, Raba.
Tuda, Mayaki, Kyalabukate, to you, Professor, as well. Kyalabukatata, to everybody who is part of the show, who has contributed, and the beautiful listeners of Radio Pulpit. May you have a blessed week until we meet again. Halala.
Halala. Professor, thank you so much, and we really appreciate.
Thanks again. Thank you to you two and the whole family of Radio Pulpit. Thank you, my brother, Brother Baruch, and also thank all who contributed the show. Blessings to everyone. The Lord loves you, and I love you all. Hallelujah.
May you have a great night, both of you. Thank you so much. Till we talk again, much blessings. Thank you. All right, then. And of course, thank you very much. Thank you. And we give the glory all to the Father, King of Kings, above all else. His name is Yahuwah Elohim. In the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, who shows us salvation at all times, by his Ruach HaKodesh, his Holy Spirit, he guides us into all truth. He's been great, man. Thank you so much. Good night.
Zibanda kanye nathi ekuguquleni impilo zabantu ilizwe liphela apha ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.